Joe McNally.
Well, you're all terribly kind. Yes, I do speak with an American accent. I have been here since 1980, so therefore I am fully bilingual, even though the accent remains the same. I thought that you had been sitting for a great deal of time today, so I thought what we would do today is do mini lecture, mini let's do something kind of thing. So if you leave your beautiful pink copies where you are and come down, you're going to make circles with your friends, groups of 5, 6, 7. There is no guarantee about that. So just come down and make a circle of friends. Or a new friend,
or an old friend that you don't want to see.
Your choice.
Why?
but of course you're far more.
Off you go. It's one. And. And three. And four. And five. Back to four. And three. And we're going to hold those sounds for each one of the numbers you do, so you can sing on the numbers and just do that. Here we go. Many shapes. Here we go.
Good listening ears kind of thing.
It's beautiful to watch, and when it works, and even when it doesn't work, it's wonderful to listen to. Right. So, back to my demonstration group here. They're going to go first. We're all going to stay in the same key. So you're going to start first, and then you guys can come in whenever you choose. But take 10 seconds to decide what your number is, because that's so beautiful. You're going to start, and everyone is silent because you know everyone has chosen their number by that silence. Boy, I love silence. One of my favorite things to teach. The silence is centering. actually have to think about the other sounds that they hear in the room as well. And so that you're not, it's not a team fight to be the loudest sound in the room. It's a team fight to find a harmonious thing as an ensemble. And my ever popular demonstration.
£40 million into this program. It's just astounding. And an actor friend of mine came to me and said, I want you to sign this petition because our funding has been cut from, it doesn't matter from what, because funding gets cut all the time. And I said, look, I can't do that this time around because I know where some of that money went. And it's about time that it went there. And it swings and roundabouts. The money is being, I think, I'll tell you how it's being spent in a minute, but the deal is that it is our turn as Singing Nation and getting kids to sing to use this time and money as wisely as possible so that there is a legacy left when it finishes. Because it finishes in 2011, and guess what happens in 2012? Okay. I'm not saying that it'll all go away, because that it shouldn't. I'm hoping not, but we're not sure about that. I am not
on the Sing-Up board. I am not an area leader for Sing-Up. I am a practitioner who works with Sing-Up in various forms. Okay? So this is all a personal view, and if you take exception, there are a couple of people who are Sing-Up leaders in the room and with Sing-Up who is, remind me. Okay, in the back, and there's an area leader, which is just here as well. So if I say something, am I okay so far? Good, all right. Right, so the deal is that it was mainly started as a Key Stage 2 project, which is, how old is that? 7 to 11, yes. And I was kind of thinking at the time when they came out, I thought, oh, crumbs, not Key Stage 2. What we really need is Key Stage 3, because that's where the problem lies, and there are a lot of us already doing Key Stage 2 stuff. I was wrong. I think it's been essential that they started Key Stage 2, because with the national way this has gone, it is much more high profile. I have many more teachers actually singing. The awards, there's an award scheme that schools can buy into, and we all know that schools, some of them like to tick boxes. And I say, let them tick the box if it means that they are going to be singing. It depends on if their head's singing, or if their school is singing every day, or if they have student leaders. The thing has gone absolutely monstrous in terms of how much singing is being done in schools. I used to go into schools and do workshops. My background is as a music educator. I did a 4-year music education degree in the United States. Not a performance degree, not a classroom teacher responsible for music, a music education degree. Almost unheard of here at that kind of input. And then I did additional courses in Kodai and ORF and anything I could get my hands on, as one does. Like things like today, which has been really good, got some really good ideas. And I did know some of the music of Betty, but not all of it, and some lovely extra things that I had. I will start looking through your catalog. How delightful. So here's the deal. Sing Up is basically, like I said, for Key Stage 2, but it is going much further than that these days. So you have things like beyond the mainstream, so that it's getting into schools and helping kids who are learning difficulties and special needs, carers, hospitals, traveler kids, refugee kids. So it's encompassing that. Starting to get into communities, getting families to sing. How many of us don't sing, you know, our kids grow up not learning any of the wealth of folk song material or even nursery rhymes that we all knew from gazillion years ago. And it's part of your heritage, and it's part of it. And there's this whole thing about using multicultural musics, which is brilliant, but it should be used in conjunction with the culture that you're currently living in, she said. But I'm American, which means that I come from lots of other places. I'm not a Native American. There are clusters of groups, of schools, that get together and either work with their local secondary schools, the secondary schools working with their feeder primaries, which is perfect. My only hope is what I would really like to see happen is that high school teachers actually have a half day to a day of their schedule where they actually go down and work in their feeder schools. Because that's where the transition, those year 5 and 6 boys and girls, the classroom teachers are doing some really marvelous work at Key Stage 2 and at the younger end at Key Stage 1 and stuff, and getting music stuff into the classrooms. But it's that year 5, 6 into the year 7, year 8 crowd that we are either losing them or I believe in trapping children. I work for a music service on a Saturday morning, and I take the beginning choir and the youth choir for them. And the deal is that they, as they come into music service, they actually have to go to choir. And now, when we started this about a gazillion years ago, I used to get little notes from the parents going, well, my child doesn't like to sing, why should they have to do that? Blah. So we did this whole thing, which was true, but it was just a piece of paper kind of thing. So it's good for their oral training and their sight singing, and if they choose to progress on their instruments, they actually need to be able to do those things, and what better way than to use their voices and to sing? I now no longer get letters from parents. Every once in a while you get a little niggle from somebody, but for the most part, It's just that perseverance. And if I keep them for those first year or two, I now have a 70-75 voice youth choir that's SATB. They are not competition level. They will never be competition level, but I love them. Yeah? So that's the progression kinds of things. It's involving flagships. The work I tend to do with Sing Up is with teacher training or through the Association of British Choral Directors and I do extended projects. I very seldom do one-off workshops because they don't work for me. They're nice taster days, and if they're a singing day, that's great. But if I go into a school and a teacher is not in the room with me, and you're being used as teacher release time, then they are wasting their money. Sing Up is wasting their money on me being in there. It's a lovely experience for the kids, but the deal is I am there for the teachers so that they can take the material that we're using, because we're not using rocket science here, and move it back into the classroom so that they make it their own. They take whatever material we have and use it for themselves. Otherwise, it's a waste. And I think that's one of the benefits that's happening with the Sing Up project, is I'm seeing more teachers being more open to using their voices. I mean, I tell them all the time, I don't care what you sing, although I do, but sing something every day with your kids. You know, they're lining up at the door. Sing something to line up at the door. I have a little game that I play where each one has, there are basically five shapes in a school day. You have line up, circle, partners. I know it's a long day. Partners, oh, there were some individual places, and maybe groups. Yeah? And have a different sound for each one. So as they line up the door, maybe you use. Teacher just starts it very quietly, because then and you know that that's the sound for lining up at the door, and they close their books, everybody joins in on the sound, and they move to the door, and when they're finished lined up, the sound stops, incorporating silence into that, so that it's part of the Sing Up thing is ownership for the kids and teachers to feel that they can lead. It's very big at the moment on, and which is great, on students leading. I go into a lot of schools, and the children start the pieces, and the teachers assist, yeah? Taking the burden off of the teachers to do that if they're not feeling as comfortable as they might do, or going, I can't remember how that song went. Well, George over there, or Rashid over there, knows how that song went, and it may not be the most beautiful version of that song, but it's the start, yeah? It's just getting it into their heads and getting it moving. For ABCD, we've been in been in three areas majorly, and we're about to go into another two. So Cornwall, Essex, and Lancashire, and they involve five CPD days for teachers, where we actually I was sharing with a colleague of mine, Gillian Dibden. And one of us would go in twice, one of us would go in three times kind of thing, and do material with the teachers and teach them how to teach the materials and what to think about as they are progressing through. And with a view to not only starting choirs, but just improving the basic singing in the school and the confidence level of the teacher. Now, my hidden agenda is always that I love choral singing. So almost everything I do, you notice the warm-up was in parts, is almost always leads to doing that. Almost every warm-up I do leads to a piece, because I think because I believe in warm-ups, I know all of you believe in warm-ups, and funnily enough, I think in the last 30 years that the British choral director is becoming much more au fait and open to the use of warm-ups specifically for their choirs. Yep, they're much, much more, the thing that we're finding is people need to think a little bit more about which warm-ups they use and why, but they're all doing them now, so it's a step in the right direction. So the next bit is we have five CPD days, and then through that time, and they're over a term, or a term and a half kind of thing. And then the local area leader, which would be someone like you, would then go into the schools and follow up and watch a lesson with those teachers. In Lancashire, Stella Jackson had a wonderful model because she has sort of an army. It feels like an army of animateurs who go into the schools to work. And they all came to the CPD days as well with teachers. And they have had a cluster group performance in the middle. The performances are lovely and that works and I love them. But it's mostly the work in the schools with the teachers and getting them to write down what they did and the lesson plan things so that they know what they did, how to accomplish it, and how to move forward. And we're about to do that in another couple of areas. Other workshops are involving improvisation with kids, songwriting skills, not through ABCD particularly, because I say ours is more toward eventually towards a choral event. But there are areas in the country that are doing songwriting skills, beatbox, you name it, they're doing it. Gospel, every style you can imagine. I did, during the early phases of this, a couple of days, I got to spend a couple of days at Glyndebourne and sing at Glyndebourne. There's nobody there. It's like standing on the steps of the Met and going, you get a little magic moment, you keep it. But the deal is that we were working with Pegasus Opera. Do you know them? Is a multicultural opera group. And perfect for the, and we were training them up to go into schools to work. And so we had men, a multicultural men, which was brilliant, who had real voices, going into Key Stage 2 and hopefully eventually into Key Stage 3, and singing with and working with young children. Because as much as it's very nice for me to go in, it's lovely for them to see a guy.
Yes?
We all like to see a guy now.
Yeah.
It's those kinds of things. I'm going to leave that for a moment, and I'm going to ask you to look in your little pink pack. Can you watch the time? I'm notoriously bad about it. How much time have I got? Nearly half an hour. Excellent. Okay. Now, can you find the one that looks like a chicken walked all over it?
If you know which one I mean.
Now, I have to say my piano skills are not nearly as good as Betty's. In fact, I can play this in four keys. Right now, I'm into my C minor mode. I'm just terribly into C minor. I don't know why, but there it is. And I know you were talking about earlier about sight singing and sight reading skills and developing them from an earlier age. This is a warm-up exercise that I use a lot. It is terribly foolish, but almost everything I do is, but it works. So with an open mind, I use rhythm syllables. When the kids are very, very young, Key Stage 1, then I would call a crotchet, a slug, and quavers, two quavers together as spider. But because we're all grown-ups, we're going to move to the next phase, which isn't much better, I have to say. But we're going to move into ta and teek tee. Now, the deal is, I know that there's year 7 boys who are going to think teek tee and tit tee is just the greatest thing that they've ever, you know. But they get over it. But it means that in the next 6 minutes, we can go through 1, 2, 3, and 5... on the sheet with confidence and clarity, and they will, if I had every year 7 kid who came to me in choir for the first time and could read everything on this sheet forwards and backwards, I would be a happy camper. Yes? There is a melody one sheet as well, which I will send to you, and if you have a website, you can put it on, and it's freely photocopyable if you want it. If you don't want it, that's fine too. But here we go. So,
you're going to read
just number 1 on Taz and TTs. Good luck. Keyboards that have all those percussion things on them. And that's the first thing a kid presses the button. So for older kids, I just put on one of those, and if it's a beat they can dance to, then they will work the sheet, and they're very happy to do that. If you can play something more funky than me, that also works, but since I can't, there you go. So, take a look at number, skipping number two, because I know that you can do that one now. I believe. This number three, in this system, for the rests, the crotchet rests, I'm saying that right today, that's amazing. That's usually quarter notes and eighth notes and stuff, but I've been here 30 years, so it's beginning to influx just that little bit more. Just put a shh on the rests this time. Number three. Fabulous. Do it backwards.
Who sing, as opposed to singers. I think there's nothing better than that they do both. And if they play a wind instrument, so much the better. Strings are great for ear development and tuning, but it doesn't help the breathing quite in the same way that wind instruments do. So if we go to number five, you have something that looks like tika tika tik 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 tika tika tik 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 ta tika tik 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 tika tika tik tik ta. Shh. Yes, I wrote it, so that therefore I know it. We usually do that as a test. Have the kids look at it and see, because again we're looking at developmental skills. Yes, just very 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 brief ones. Okay, just read for me number five. I won't make you do this one backwards today. Fabulous. Right. Now that means we're not going to go on to number six today, but have a look at number six. In number six, you're going to find something that is a tika t and a t tika. Because if you take the four of the semi-quaver, t first to the third, so that's where your tt or your quavers are hidden within that. And that tends to make a lot of sense to most kids. And that's actually quite difficult rhythm patterns. I use this sheet with grown-ups as well as with kids because I find choral society people don't necessarily read. Gosh, I know it's a shock, isn't it, really? And in fact, I'm about to do a project with two choral societies, one in Marlow and one in Kettering. It's about, I think they're four and six sessions each or something. But it's again developmental skills for both of the groups, and I will use this sheet with them because it just gets you thinking and reading in a way that you don't always do when you're trying to learn music for a concert very quickly, or if you're trying to learn your solo material for your grade levels. So I'm suggesting that you might use some of these. So here we go. We're going to try this in a slightly different way. We're not going to do it in the choral version. We're going to take the first two lines, and then we're going to take line 3 and line 5. I'll tell you about line 4 in a minute, because you're going to want to know that one, because it's a good one. But you're going to sing for me on one. We're going to take a major scale. We're going to go one. Each bar is one note. So, for example, this is ta 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 ti ti ta ta. Yeah. The first two will take us up the scale. 3 and 5 will bring us back down again. Okay?
Good luck. Turn to the person next to you and go, I know you can do this. In between. It's a really useful little note, and it gets used in that form a lot in Latin American music, whatever. Anyway, when it's in that system, it's like three close friends who hang out together, and it's called a syncopa. S-Y-N-C-O-P-A. So it's a little syncopation. So number 4 reads as cinco pa ti ti ta, cinco pa ta ta, cinco pa ta, cinco pa sh ta. Just try it. 2, 3.
Cinco pa ti ti ta, cinco pa ta ta, cinco pa ta, cinco pa sh ta.
Great. Now, access to materials. One of the best things about Sing Up is that you get a magazine if you are, your school is attached, or if you're a practitioner, they send you a magazine. In the magazine are really very useful hints for what to do with young voices and to talk about what else is happening in the rest of the country. I haven't had a chance to go through them in a while, and preparing for this, I got to go through all my old copies of the Sing Up magazine, and it's been wonderful to see the progression of how it's developed over the last couple of years, and it's something I really, really hope continues, because it's such a useful resource. It contains songs, it contains a CD with backing tracks and the songs on them. The music is usually, there are always songs in the, that you'll see in your copy that can be photocopied and then done with your schools. They even did an entire musical, which was on one of the CDs, and the script was in the pack. So your school could do the entire musical if you wanted to. And then there's the website. You can all get into the website. If you are not signed on as a Sing Up member, you cannot download, but you can certainly listen to and see all the things that you need to see. One of the ladies that was here earlier was saying that she was trying to get onto the website and sign up as a member, but was having a great deal of trouble doing so, that it was backlogged or jammed. Are you having hints for that, for signing on? Particularly as practitioners as opposed to as schools?
If you do have any trouble, then you can contact us on the site itself at the top.
Yeah.
Click on that, you can either email or just phone directly through to the office in in London and someone can talk you through the problem you're having.
And they get back to you pretty quick.
So, yeah. And there's also frequently asked questions at the bottom of the home page, and they go into a lot of detail about the problems that people have using the website. Often it's just a simple matter of upgrading your internet browser, and removing cookies.
It's a technology moment. Cookies!
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Who thought
that cookies? Very, very clearly. And it's a good way to just try to look there first. If you still a bit baffled and it's not working, just contact us at the office.
I would heartily recommend that you all become members of the website and of the SingUp project. I suggest you do so. Have a look on the, it doesn't cost you anything. Yet. Who knows after 2011, but the deal is it doesn't now, so do it now. And the other thing I've been telling most of my schools is because although I'm ever hopeful that the website will remain after 2011, start downloading it now. Get hard copy and, you know, PDFs, you know, put as much stuff on, you know, get it all now because you may want it later. And even if it all continues, at least you have it. It has a really excellent engine for searching for songs. And they're not all choral songs. They're simple songs to sing. There aren't any associated board songs on there, are there? I think. I don't think that there are. But there's an area for warm-ups. They're very, very keen about vocal health and things that are appropriate for kids to sing. So you will find things that are in ranges that are age-appropriate and skill-appropriate. Some are better than others, just like everything else in the known universe, and you just need to shift through a bit. Have a look. I'm about to do a festival in June with 30 schools, which I do every year. We used to do it on one night with 1,000 kids all together. But there was a place that we were in the local sports thing that was no light, no air, no acoustic. So even 1,000 kids couldn't reach past, you know, row 5 kind of thing. So now we do it in a place with light and acoustic, and we do it with 500 kids or 600 kids a night kind of thing. And it's great fun. It's just great fun. But we use quite a lot of material from the SingUp site for that. And because there are kids singing on the site, so the kids, you know, schools and teachers can hear what they're doing. And it also gives them a chance to explore the site in a way that they might not normally have done. Right. If you take a look at version 3, which is the other page I gave you, I'm going to give you a totally tacky warm-up. There are two things. Betty, I do not write. I am not a composer like you. I have a good idea now and again. And this is one of my great trash ideas. But it's quite fun. So, if you would all just stand up, please. We're going to do the warm-up and stop, because everyone has to do that in this life. In your worst American cowboy accents, could you all go, please? And up, and down, and over, and back. We'll do that twice. Off you go.
And up.
BBC 1930s English, which I don't do terribly well, but and a round twice, here we go.
And a round, and a round.
And then in that voice that you used to use when you were younger and you were angry at your parents, but you know that if you actually said anything, there was something was going to happen which would be unpleasant, so you go behind a door in your room and you go, this way, and that. We'll do that twice. Off you go.
This way, and that way, and this way.
And then in that low Saturday, actually Sunday morning sort of voice. First one was touch your knees. Twice up close.
Touch your knees. Touch your knees.
Let's just go that far. See what you remember. Put your stuff down for a second. You can have that back in a second. It was all just to give you courage at this stage. Not that you need it, because you're singing teachers. It's quite lovely. And up
and down and forward and back. And
and you're going to all tighten, everybody up on their vocal anatomy. I know three cool terms.
Everybody's going to tighten their aryoepiglottic sphincter.
Okay, we'll see if anybody remembers how to do that. You're going to make a box and you go, ee,
ee, ee, ee.
Yeah, here we go, and.
Ee, 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 ee.
You're going to fill the box with
ee, 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 ee.
Which prepares the brain for syncopata.
Syncopata.
Isn't that lovely? And we're going to make a box and fill it twice. We won't do the little cute little sentence afterward. Here we go.
There's one for every area in the country.
and say, "Hi, I'd like to help. I'd like to do something." Now, I'm not saying you're going to make bazillion pounds on this, and you should do it for free, I think. Go in and help, because eventually you're going to grab all those students and have them as your private students later on, aren't you? Yes? But make yourself, it's a really good way in to knowing your schools and knowing your areas. Yeah? And all of that. Right, which leaves me with, how much time have I got? A minute and a half?
Five.
Excellent. Right. Is there anything you'd like to ask at this point? If there is,
can
yes.
Is the implication of this that the average 10 or 11 year old that I might receive has probably gone through this program?
Hopefully, or in some form will have gone through, have had more seeing than they will ever have had before in a focused way in a primary school.
So they come to my studio and I'm dead static with them.
Well, not necessarily, but maybe it's something to consider.
It's just going around in my head.
Yeah.
It gives me the opportunity to be more, expect more.
I've just taken 40 kids away who are a county group. Now, they're auditioned kids, and they sing very, very nicely, but getting them out of the, into the, and we've done both now. And just taking away for a couple of days kind of thing and just doing some intensive rehearsal just to get them to bond together as a group because they don't see each other that often. It's been brilliant, yeah.
But what about in Lancashire? Has this been really functioning?
Preston, that...
Isn't it Preston?
Yep.
Yes. No,
but this isn't.
Yeah, it's because it's been targeting schools, not music teachers, I fear. Yeah. And that's because that's the, where the numbers are. But go on the website.
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing to do. Yes, ma'am.
How do you actually train to be a practitioner?
I don't know. Well, there.
How do you get onto the list? If you want to do something like this, who do you let know that I'm available and I'd like to do that?
Most area leaders are doing free training at the moment, so it's all free for anybody that's interested in CPD. I mean, I can only speak for Lincolnshire, but we've got regular workshops for anybody that's working with or wants to work with young children, and it's specifically aimed at teachers working as facilitators, as practitioners. Which area are you from?
Cheshire.
From Cheshire. I speak to Janice. She's brilliant and she's doing loads and loads of training there, do I know?
And you can sign up to the website for free.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And download the stuff.
For free.
For free. You sign up for free. That's amazing.
This is my third time in the last month where I've actually gotten to do free and legally photocopyable and the mouths go, oh! And you know, it's a good one, really. Anybody else? In which case, I will give you my... If you,
can I just ask
sure.
What your mnemonic is for the minute?
I actually never get that far, because by that time, you can do ta, but then you get ta, and that's not...
Because the old Alvaro Danquist rhythm names, it used to be soup, which was very...
The deal is, but by the time... The thing is as singers, and trainers of singers, we have it over the instrumentalists at this stage. Because we can get into much, much more complicated rhythm patterns right off than instrumentalists can, because they're still worried about how am I blowing it, how am I holding it, and where do my fingers go? And that's why they start with long sounds. So if your Harrys from your schools or other colleagues who are instrumentalists are working together, I give this to my I work with Harrys. I give this to my Perrys. I'm working on a wider opportunities with a drummer at the moment who thinks this is just the best thing since sliced toast. Where has he been? Sliced toast is best by his kids. But the deal is that we each have something to add, yeah, and to bring to the table as musicians and as artists and helping to develop young artists and young singers and older singers or middle and old singers and all of that. So, shall we finish with something to sing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Why not? I was also going to say that I'm sure Joe wouldn't mind if anybody had further questions.
No, nope.
They get in touch with
they
Joe.
They can. I haven't given you my email address, but please do. It's Joe McNally. It's really hard. JoeMcNally@mac.com. Yeah. And please say where I met you. I get this once in a while. The student, somebody will come up to you and go, "Remember me?" And you're kind of going, "I taught you when you were five."
Oh, I had your grandmother in class.
This is from an idea by Paul Ayres, who's a British composer, and it's just a slight variation on his thing, which is not in your copy, but you already know the song, which goes, "Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows my Jesus." Is everybody cool with Jesus at the moment? Okay, because we can just, I tend to put it as my sorrow.
Yes.
And it's a little bit lower. Nobody, let's try that one again.
Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows my Jesus.
Your choice.
Nobody knows the trouble I see. Glory, hallelujah.
We sing a little quicker in this, in twang. Nobody knows. One, two, three.
Nobody knows.
Much like the beginning exercise. Anyway, thank you very much for inviting me today.